I'd like to welcome everyone out to our CDRA, May 13th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off with a roll call.
Lynn.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russ.
Here.
Kate.
Here.
Paul is sick and Rondi is probably working.
Huh? Sick too.
Is he sick too? So they've been asked to be excused. Next is approval of our minutes from our April 8th. 2024 regular CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m.
Forgot to get my glasses.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from Mount Pleasant CDRA meeting held April 8th at 6 p.m.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have the motion by Kate, seconded by Lynn to approve the minutes of the April 8th, 2025 CDRA meeting held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated April 1, 2025 to April 30th of 2025 in the amount of $278,543.57.
So the big one on there is the restrooms that we're putting out of the park.
Yes.
So that's why it's so big this now.
And then there's a lot of other things that went in the restrooms.
Like a lot of stuff in Mount Lane there for the...
Yeah, and I do like seeing the amount that we're tracking it separately.
We are.
So I like seeing that. Thank you.
Following through with the resolution.
Yep, I like it. So I'll make a motion to re-improve the invoice register April 1st to April 30th of 25 in the amount of $278,543.57.
Second.
Yeah, the motion by Kate, seconded by Bolt to approve invoice register from April 1st, 25 to April 30th, 25 in the amount of $278,543.57. Roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Russ.
Yes.
Kate.
Yes.
Okay. Next, we'll turn some time over to Mont.
Okay. Two or three things. First of all, the trail project, all the funding's in place. We have a pre-construction meeting here on the 27th. Construction will start in June. $500,000 grant from the governor's office of recreation. We got an extension on that, and also the $250,000 from the state parks. We got an extension on that. We got extended to September 1st because of the fact that the contractor Sunrock can't start quite on time. And that's all been approved. All the extensions have been approved.
So they'll start in June.
They'll start in June. They got to be finished by September 1. We got a Hesse State Award for the Equestrian Center. And Krista did a really good job of updating the website. The Eccles Foundation is really pleased with this. She's already got a copy.
Can I
got one.
Oh, can I steal it from my file?
Yep. Stand on the project down there. We have till December 31st to finish that. As you know, that is a $600,000 project or $300,000 coming from the governor's office of economic opportunity. So we keep moving forward on that. Now, another item that I'd like to bring up with you is that the Main Street Committee wears several hats. They are an advisory board of the Mormon Heritage Area. By resolution, they're also the Preservation Commission for the city. And they're also the executive committee of the CDRA. They changed their time rather than meeting on the second Tuesday at 8:30, they moved that to the third Tuesday. But we're moving on a lot of projects. Now, the National Main Street Center and the National Alliance of Heritage Areas are all linking in to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which will be July 4th of next year. We've been asked by the National Main Street Center and also by the Heritage Area to put together a plan to present to you whereby there'll be a situation whereby the Main Street Committee, which will reach out to the whole community. There's now 18 members on that committee, but they'll reach out to the whole community to bring more volunteers to come up with all the ideas and to get public input. There'll be a resolution set down probably next week that we'll bring, give to you to take to the city council, if not the RDA, to pass, to show that we're going to participate in the 250th anniversary. I didn't want to bother you with a lot of stuff, but I will pass these around. This is exactly the handbook. Here's the agreement that we'll eventually sign relative to using the local. So that's coming along well. We're working very close with the National Trust of Historic Preservation and also with the National Main Street Center and also the Alliance of National Heritage Areas on that project. Other issue, well, let me take a second to have you reflect on that a bit. So this is the 250th anniversary, as I said. The Main Street Committee will be the catalyst and be the one of record because we're affiliated with the Utah Department of Culture and Community Engagement. And we'll get the information for them, but it'll be a citywide event. So they're just going to be a coordinating body which will work with you as a city council. When you're in that capacity in all the city, there'll be a number of public meetings to see how you would like to really celebrate the 250th anniversary. Again, that will be in July 2026, the 250th anniversary. And that's what that information is given to. Now, you've all seen what's going on down there at the park. Paul's doing a great job down there. And Colin, the public work people, are giving great assistance. It's a great project. We didn't want to have to tie up the... oftentimes, the backhoe's too big, and so we need a small, what we call a trench or a small backhoe. And that's not going to... We can count as matching fund, but it's not going to take any money from the city because an anonymous donor is going to pay for that. And the amount of it is $700 a week when it's used. So probably $5,000-$6,000. We can count that as a match, but it's not coming out of the budget. So, any questions relative to either the anniversary or the trails project? I would like to double back, but I'm going to wait for you if you have any questions. I'm talking too fast because any questions on the whole subject?
So, do we know what ways they're thinking of changing the celebration or anything that way?
Yeah, what they're going to do, what I've handed out there is the, what I will do, I wanted to cover anyway, I'm going to get updates by Friday. And what you see there that I printed out, Mayor, I'm going to send out to all of you. And then we'll ask for volunteers throughout the committee to come up with ideas, and then we'll have prepared a resolution prepared for the meetings of the city council, not as an RDA board. When you meet in that capacity, we'll pass that resolution saying that Mount Pleasant wants to participate. Then we have to sign, when we use the logo and the trademark, there's an agreement we have to sign. But this is just to give you an introduction. When all that stuff is officially received, I'll get it to you and email it all out to you, so you'll have plenty of time to look at it before our council.
So is this the logo of America, 250
yeah.
Utah?
Yeah. But again, the Main Street Committee is affiliated with the Department of Culture and Community. They're just the coordinating body. They will do a lot of the legwork and stuff like that, but it's community-wide in terms of participation. They're getting input on what you'd like to do and what you'd like to highlight during that celebration. We're actually going to have the mayor dress up like John Hancock, so that's good.
Can I scribble up?
He said no, he's the author of Jefferson. Okay, any questions about the pre-construction conference on the The pre-construction, which again will be the 27th, to reiterate, construction starts in June and has to be finished by September 1. Mike, we still got to deal with, I want to talk to you because we still got those issues going down through the fields. We want to discuss with you after that meeting the possibility of having it leave the the trail that goes around the park and going along the right of way rather than cutting through. We'll be talking about that.
I think there's only two owners that doesn't have that right of way though.
Yeah, but the question is, with analyzing now, could we just pull out of the trail around the park and go right on 89 along with where the people already ride their ATVs and connect the junction that way? I don't think that's an option.
I think once you hit the hospital, there's a right of way. Once you hit the hospital, I think there's a right of way because there's water in the hospital.
Yeah.
But from,
as I said, that's where
the park,
that's where you're going to come and talk to you.
Yeah, through Dr. Huntington's and that sub zero, I don't think there's a right of way.
Okay.
I think once it gets to the hospital, the water line.
Yeah. And I'll talk to you about that. And an alternative, what we'll talk to you about maybe going along where people are using it anyway. Okay, the next issue I'd like to talk to you about is pertains to the upgrades on the apartments. We're working in the last stages. It looks like we're going to get some money. I discussed it, left a voicemail for the mayor. We can't announce it yet because it's not for sure. It looks like we're going to have the money to address those issues all at one time of deterioration over at the apartments. So, trail, 250th anniversary, park project, and the equestrian center. Those are the major focuses we're working on right now. And we're still trying to, we're also doing some more work. I'm focusing a lot on the industrial park. Pretty close to getting back 5 to 4 acres. We got more demand than supply down there, so we're contacting all of the owners down there that might be able to move forward. We want to be very cooperative with them. Where they bought land or they don't feel they can move forward with the building, we have a fund prepared. We can buy that land back and resell it because we've got a lot of demand. And I've been in touch with the Economic Development Administration so they can provide some grants to finish the infrastructure down there. So we're on that as well.
So
we couldn't get the land you wanted because they wanted too much money for it.
So we may have an individual come to City Council about wanting to sell out of his business out there.
He wants to what?
He wants to retail sell out of his business.
Yes, I talked to him about that. I explained to him, he's backed off on that. I explained to him that when we started this, it was zoned, man, it goes clear back to when Claudia was on the council, that's how far back it goes. It was zoned industrial manufacture, but also public facilities zone because the airport was there. Now, of course, that strip has been abandoned. That's now rolled into the industrial park. And at that time, what we said was that you could have, like Elliot Lund, he had 3 lots, he was building a building. We said you could have a will call desk, like a carpet company. You can have a showroom. You can have, in case of Elliot, he can, kind of like they do down at Southwest Plumbing. You could do that, but you couldn't have retail. And we said you could have at your will call desk some retail provided it was not more than 25% of your gross sales. When I pass that on to that party, he's going in that direction.
I know we do need to address down there everybody that's living down there. There's a bunch of people.
Yeah, you know, we keep one on the watch. Can I see you tomorrow? I'd like a list of that. Could we keep an eye? We get big signals down there. I'd like to talk to you about it.
Okay, yeah. There's quite a few people now starting to live down there. There's a lot of trailers that people's living in, a lot of buildings they're living in.
I placed a call to a particular party who was one of the biggest ones down there to see if about the trailer issue. And I've also talked to Cartrails about it. They say nobody's in theirs, but we don't want it to turn out to be a flop house down there. So
yeah, there's, you knock on a lot of those doors, I think you'd be floored at how many apartments there is.
Can we get together, you and I, right away? Because right now I'm going down to all those areas to see where we can get property back. Now that we're not going to be able to buy some more land. Because we have so many people wanting to put businesses down there, and some of the lots are tied up to the people who aren't building on, so we're going to get those back. And I've got a little bit of a fund we can have to purchase them.
Why don't we want retail down there, Mom?
Huh?
Why don't we want retail there?
Oh, And what we don't want, you could, a lot of, one of the things you might want to consider, looking at the zone change, you might want to change it so that the frontage along 89 could be retail. The reason for it was at the time is it was in zoned, it was zoned in industrial manufacturing, and EVA would not, it was a zoning issue in the first instance because it was zoned that way. It wasn't zoned commercial for retail. Secondly, the grant money from EVA had to be for manufacturing or that kind of warehousing and stuff like that. Those are two reasons. And again, the overriding was it wasn't zoned for it. That's something you might want to take a look at.
That's what I was wondering. I want to look at that because a lot of those businesses we got down there, I don't know, they're getting very questionable because a lot of them do sell right out of their stores.
That's why when I talked to this party, I said, I know that, but I want to get together with the governing body and decide. We're looking at possible changes, but for right now, we got to go with the zoning ordinance until we get it changed. So we'll get together and talk to you.
Okay.
Anybody else's comments on it?
I got one more question. But
I was just going to, about the park, you got anything on?
Well, no, I'll go back to you.
Okay, well, I just kind of like to have like a report and timeline on how we're coming on the park, what's happening, what's in.
Well, I'm down every day and I take notes. I didn't know Paul was sick. He was down there earlier.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was sick. I plan on having him give an update on it.
Okay.
As you know, when we submitted the request to use a special project employee, we figured that it would be about 40 hours a week for 10 weeks for a total of 400 hours. We're trying to stick with that.
We've just got some people that's kind of just wondering on our, you know, and want to be documented so we know exactly what's going on. So it just, so we can say, okay,
he's moved along pretty quickly. So he's got
that looks to me like he's doing good, yes. But I'm just, you know.
He's getting the full support of the Public Works crew, too. They're doing a great job. But again, we're going to move on. I think we can keep that schedule and probably even beat it.
I agree. Just so we kind of cover our butts and we just know that, you know, this is how we're doing things, you know.
Agree 100%.
I can get an update on what I know out there.
He's here.
He's got most of the main put into the north, and he's working on the main to the south. The power department came out and take that tree down yesterday that was in the way, along with Public Works. We got it all hauled out of there and gone. That tree ended up being hollow. It was rotten clear up through.
Thank you for that. I saw that.
So that's all out. We got all the sand out of the baseball field, and we'll be hauling topsoil in there. And around the bathroom, we're hauling topsoil to finish leveling that off. So everything's going really well.
So, Mom, are we out of money as far as grant money goes out there? The power department's concerned about providing all the conduit and everything they need to run that power underground out there. Plus, they don't have a plan.
Yeah, because Justin, we have some numbers. We're looking at some additional enhancement money to pull this off. Justin, because he's going to be reporting tonight on the Sunrise thing on impact fees, he is going to give you a report on that very subject.
Okay.
On the agenda of the council.
I told Shane I thought he was coming to report tonight.
He's going to give that to the council.
Okay.
Is Tree Utah still coming down later this month?
Tree Utah is coming down with the 10 trees. That'll be Memorial Day. And on top of that, Jack called me and he wanted to get at least five, before the fall, he needed more than five cottonwood trees. He's going to want to know if he can buy some. I said, well, let me find out what's going to happen with Eric from Tree. So I called up to up there and sent him an email, and they're going to bring down five trees that Jack will use to plant strategically down there where he needs them before the fall. So the answer is all set. There'll be five trees for down there and 10 for the park. And Chris Clark's in charge. He's even got the water involved. They're involved in getting the people to be available to plant.
Any other questions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this looks like something important's happening. Okay,
good. Anything else you got, Mark?
No, I think it's not.
RDA.
Make the motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Will makes the motion, second by Kate, all those in favor?
Aye.